Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: choosing effectively the right ways of God and God Himself. Chapter 5. What is a way that is not right? At the end of the previous chapter, we mentioned that God's ways are right because the Lord is right, righteous, or grounded in the truth, just as we also mentioned that a way is right because it is correct, just, upright, and true. Therefore, since a way that is considered right by the Lord is also a way in line with the righteousness of God, a way that is not right, a way that is the opposite of the right way and also called crooked, refers, then, to a way that is devoid of the characteristics of the right way, as we can see exemplified in the following text. Isaiah 59, 8, "The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways, they have made themselves crooked paths, whoever takes that way shall not know peace." Given this, already from this last text, we can observe several characteristics of the ways that are not right or that are also called crooked paths, such as: 1. They are paths created in a way dissociated from the knowledge of true peace or are made without the peace that comes from the heavenly kingdom. 2. They are ways created in such a manner that there is no possibility to walk on them according to the Lord's righteousness, an aspect that will also be addressed in the next chapter. 3. They are ways without the possibility for a person to walk in line with peace and heavenly righteousness because they are created by those who are unaware of the heavenly virtues necessary to create a way that is right. Human beings deprived of fellowship with God also place themselves in a position contrary to the Lord's righteousness. And as a consequence, they build ways or paths that are not right or appropriate. They build ways with errors or that are mistaken mainly regarding the truth about life according to God's will or according to eternal life. Looking at the creation of non-right ways from yet another angle, we can see in the scriptures that the cause of the emergence of crooked paths basically lies in the estrangement of human beings from their Creator and the eternal Lord who longs to guide them in all areas of their lives, as also witnessed by the prophet below. Jeremiah 2, 17. "Have you not brought this on yourself, in that you have forsaken the Lord your God when He led you in the way?" The root of all people's deviations from the right ways, resulting in ways that are not right, is always the same: the estrangement of the creature from its Creator, God, and eternal Lord. Proverbs 19, 3. "The foolishness of a man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Lord." The human being who resists the Lord, actively or passively, incurs foolishness, which, in turn, produces perverse, corrupt, or crooked paths. The human being who moves away from God also moves away from the way of understanding what is right and consequently enters paths that are not right and whose results, for those who do not repent from choosing them, lead a person to be added to the group of those who choose the way of death instead of life. Proverbs 21, 16. "A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead." Thus, when looking at the non-right ways mentioned in the last texts above, we can notice that a non-right way is also: 1. A way that lacks understanding. 2. A path resulting from the foolishness of the creature. 3. A way whose destination is death with others who resist the right way of understanding and wisdom of God. Therefore, considering that the lack of proper understanding about life is a consequence of human beings' estrangement from God or resistance towards Him, the non-right ways are also the paths resulting from the absence of people's fellowship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, the ways that are not right are those that are created by creatures deprived of the knowledge of God's will because they do not voluntarily receive the reconciliation and fellowship that God offers to everyone in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5, 18-20. "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God has granted and continues to give the creation or human beings many capabilities, virtues, privileges, and even the conditions to create many things. However, regarding the essential ways of life according to God's will, the Lord never called created beings to legitimately create paths devoid of the Lord's instructions, which, when devised in this way, are the expression of ways that are not right because they do not have God's endorsement. God's purpose is for the creature to act together with one's Creator and be instructed by Him in all areas of life. Only in God does the creature find infinite riches, just as the right ways can only be discovered in the Lord. Jeremiah 10, 23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Isaiah 55, 8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Romans 11, 33-36. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him and it shall be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Due to the lack of heavenly understanding, the crooked paths are made without the necessary divine light. This is why these paths are so obscure, even if some may have the appearance of being wise ways. And since these paths are of darkness or obscurity, they are also ways that lead people to stumble and to destruction. Proverbs 4, 19. The way of the wicked is like darkness, they do not know what makes them stumble. Thus, people may even present their non-right paths under the title of right ways. However, this action does not turn their crooked paths into truly correct ways, nor does it take away the fact that non-right paths reflect people's disregard for the Lord and the ways that God offers in love for people to walk in them. Ezekiel 33, verses 17 and 20. Yet the children of your people say, the way of the Lord is not fair. But it is their way which is not fair. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, I will judge every one of you according to his own ways. Ezekiel 18, 25. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is it not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair? Proverbs 16, 2. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Proverbs 12, 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Therefore, a right way is a way that is pure or approved beforehand in the eyes of the Lord. However, a way that is not right is one that is weighed by the Lord but is not pure or is not approved in his eyes, no matter how much its appearance is approved in the eyes of human beings and even huge crowds. Colossians 2, 20-3, 3. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations, do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men? These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Matthew 22:16. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. 1 Samuel 16:7b. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Proverbs 21:2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. As we have already mentioned, one of the main aspects that define whether a way is right is the destination to which it takes the person walking on it. Therefore, ways that have a corrupt destination are crooked paths with disastrous ends, regardless of what anyone claims about their origin or the temporary benefits they claim to offer. A way may be pleasing to the flesh, to the soul, to the eyes, spacious, comfortable, highly profitable in material terms, and very pleasurable during its journey, but if its destination is corrupted or what it proposes for a heart to desire is corrupted, it is a way that is not right from its origin and in each of the aspects that make it up. Since the non-right ways are born of crooked motivations and devoid of true peace and heavenly righteousness, if a person remains in them or if one does not repent of the evil ways one has chosen to walk in, one is on the way to come across the bitter and tortuous destinations that are inseparably associated with non-right paths. Although a way that is not right may be broad and appear right to those who observe or follow it, the seeming righteousness of these paths can abruptly end in the face of the treacherous abysses that are in every way that is not right in the Lord's eyes. So, a way of life according to God's will is right from its constitution and remains right in its course, as well as concerning the destination to which it leads those who follow it. Now, a way that is not right, although it may appear to be right, is corrupt since its origin and continually presents traps to make people stumble on it, but it is also through the destination to which it leads those who follow it that it has revealed its unrighteousness or its wickedness. Matthew 7:13b. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.